Out of many, we are one people. If you take a good look at the people around you, you will see a mixture of African, Indian, European, Jewish, Chinese, and Middle Eastern. The fabric of our society is interwoven in the people, the food, our dances, music, folklore, customs, language, dialect, cuisine, religion, various kinds of art, mannerisms, and costumes, which all form part of our colorful legacy. One of the special features of the 2015 Emancipendence celebrations is the return of a festival fashion theme centered on Jamaica's national fabric and folk costume, the bandana. Some people call it dashi. Bandana returns with a bang for Emancipendence 2015 with the reintroduction of festival fashion under the theme Bandana with Denim Catch the Fashion Rhythm. We generally wear the red and blue fine plaid, but the public is being encouraged to invest in and be creative with a larger print bandana known as madras in their designs.
I wanted to use something that was trendy and easy to mix with something else. The denim is very trendy, very happening for spring, summer, and it is mixed with plaid. We decided to use the most fabulous plaid of all, our Jamaican bandana, and specifically the larger print bandana, which, as we say, is the Miss Lou costume print, because that one looks beautiful with denim.
The traditional folk costume is one that is loved and worn by many Jamaicans, especially during the Emancipendence period, in addition to other holidays, and mirrors the colorful nature of our people. The costume is a full-flared skirt made of madras bandana, predominantly red plaid cotton material, worn usually with a white blouse edged with matching bandana. Headwear varies from bandana wrapped in a special design to straw hat decorated with flowers. Bandana has been traditionally used to make the headdress and aprons of Jamaican peasant women and is most closely identified as the occupational badge of higglers or market women, though nowadays it is seldom worn. But where did the bandana come from?
Bandana is really from an Indian word, banhana, which means to tie.
The bandana fabric is said to have come to Jamaica by accident during the days of slavery. It was intended for the port of Bombay in India, but instead was shipped to Bombay in Manchester, Jamaica. The shipment was auctioned by the plantation owners, who gave the fabric to their slaves for clothing. This the slaves used most skillfully, making stylish headgears and skirts which they wore on festive occasions or waiting on the slave master's table. From then, the bandana grew in popularity until it was incorporated into Jamaica's national costume. This light, inexpensive, and cool cloth became a symbol of Jamaican national culture after the 1940s.
In days gone by, you would find the market woman with her beautifully starched bandana, apron, or a blouse, and more importantly, her head tie. The kata is a Jamaican word. The market women used to roll it in a sort of a bun and put it on the head, and they would balance huge baskets of market produce going to the market. And the whole thing of a head kerchief. You hear your old-time grandmother, them sit up, Lord, bring me a handkerchief, come. That is the handkerchief from the head tie handed down from the Banhana Indian language, which means to tie, from India.
Chair of Festival Fashion and Commissioner JCDC, Weston Horton. The cloth was worn as a mark of pride and distinction, particularly among market vendors. It is a tradition that continues today, especially worn during the Independence holidays. That's where we leave you for today. Make sure you catch on to the rhythm and get your bandana with denim and make your statement as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.